tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Community In Depth. And we have in our studio today a school board candidate for School District 200, Mr. Rob Hallberg. And first of all, Rob, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
We've invited every one of the candidates, whether they accept or not. We don't know yet, but we thank you for coming in and at least introducing yourself to our listeners and stuff. And I'm going to say, in full disclosure, I knew your dad very well, served with him on a lot of communities.
Yep.
And you probably never heard this before, but man, you look like him.
It's funny, as I'm getting older, people say you look more and more like your dad every day. And I'm not sure if that's a compliment to me or a slam on him. So I'm going to take it as a compliment to me.
We're going to say it's a compliment to both of you.
That works for me.
There you go. Well, Rob, let's start out with tell us about yourself. To people that don't know you, who is Rob Hallberg?
So I was born and raised in Hastings, graduated class of 1998. Moved away for a couple years because of work. And when my wife and I got married, we were trying to decide, where do we want to raise our family? And Hastings has always been home to me. No matter what community I've lived in or participated in for work, it's always been home. And it was an easy decision for us to come here, raise our family, and have the kids go through our school system, you know, just like I did.
Now, what is your current position? What do you work, your job?
So currently I am a realtor with Edina Realty here in town.
Okay. So you are very familiar with a lot of issues that face a school district, and we'll get into some of those in just a little bit. First, tell us, Rob, the school district has about 4,700 students, 600 employees, a budget of over $50 million.
Yep.
We're kind of speaking off the air, and like you said, it's one of the biggest employers in the city.
Yep.
And there's a lot of bargaining groups that set wages. What qualifications do you feel that you possess that you can bring to the board?
So before I went into real estate, I worked in restaurants and management and development for about 20 years. So I've gone through the bidding processes for construction sites. I've worked with planning out budgets for multiple multi-million dollar restaurants. I oversaw at one point in time 10 different restaurants. So I understand the budgeting process, how it works when you're trying to set up a job with the trades unions, whatever the case might be. I understand about timelines and making sure budgets are being met, timelines are being met, and whatnot. But the biggest thing, I think, is I know how to talk to people.
You're good at it, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I get that from my dad.
Yes.
So having that ability to sit down with pretty much anyone and have a conversation, I think, is really my biggest strength. And really the reason I'm running is because we don't have enough conversations here in town. We might have them at the dinner table with our families, but where they're really counting, we're not having them because I don't feel like we're inviting that conversation. I want to open up the conversations. If that means if I get elected, I'm sitting at a school board meeting for an extra 3 hours because people want to talk to me, well, then let's grab a case of water, let's order some pizzas, and let's talk because that's what we need in town.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a school board member, you'll also be in a lot of subcommittees.
Yep.
First of all, there's budgets, there's management facilities, there's unions that you're going to have to negotiate, be a part of negotiating with and stuff. What do you see, what would you like, what kind of committees would you like to be on?
So, I would love to be on as many committees as I possibly can be, because I don't think to be a well-rounded board member, you need to know everything that's going on. You can't just sit on one committee and then the other board members handle everything else. So, but at the end of the day, what I'd really like to be is, I'd like to be in those negotiations with the unions, you know, to really get involved and go, okay, this is what we need as a district, and this is what you're needing and wanting as a union. Let's find a happy medium. You know, maybe there's some concessions we can make on both sides so that both sides are coming away happy and feeling that, yep, you know, we had great conversations, again, getting back to the conversation piece, but there's so many needs that we have as a district that maybe we can give a little, a union can give a little bit, maybe we can add a couple programs because of that fact.
You know, the current atmosphere, and that brings up a good point. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. We have in our studios today Rob Hallberg, who is a school district candidate for in School District 200. You bring up a good point. In today's atmosphere, nationally, statewide and stuff, how do you come to that common ground? Because it seems like it's different today than what it was, you know, decades ago, where people could go into those negotiations. And I used to say, get a cigarette or get a stogie. People say, what's a stogie? A stogie and a bottle of whiskey.
Yep.
And go in that room and you come out. You didn't get what you wanted, which is, means it's a, it was a good negotiation,
yep.
But you solved it and you shook hands and you were friends. That isn't the way it's done today.
No, because it's too easy to go, I disagree with you, and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid to have conversations because they feel as though that the other side isn't listening. And why waste your time talking if someone's not going to listen to you? You know, people might hear what you're saying, but are they actually listening to you? And I think there's a lot of monkey see, monkey do. We see some of our bigger elected officials acting this way. And, well, that's just, you know, how it's going to trickle down. But I don't think it has to be that way. You know, find that common ground. It could be something as simple as, you know, you like to eat at the same restaurant. You find that lowest common denominator, and you build off of that. It's that simple. It's just that people don't want to take the time to dig into somebody to figure out how can I strike up a conversation with them and have a differing opinion from them and not walking away and go, you know, that person just didn't listen to me. What a jerk. No. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. I have no problem being told that I'm wrong if I'm wrong. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm wrong. Thank you for correcting me. But people just, they have to be right in this climate. And that's what we need to change. It's not a, I'm a school board member, so you're just going to listen to me. Well, no, I'm, as a board, we're making these cuts or we made these decisions because of X, Y, and Z. We need to explain it to people. We need to communicate to people why. You're going to get a lot better buy-in from your community if they're understanding the who's, the whys, and the what's. But if you just say, this is what we did, and you leave it at that, then you have a lot of anger and a lot of frustration towards people.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and in full disclosure, we do a show with realtors here. We've been doing it for a lot of years. And I, the one thing I've learned about your profession that you're in is you go through a lot of negotiations with ups and downs, buying and selling people's homes. It's a seesaw the way it sounds,
yeah.
And it can be a very frustrating seesaw.
Yep.
But it seems to be something that a good realtor has that skill of negotiating and coming to the common ground.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Both sides have an objective they want to meet. But it's figuring out, okay, if I give here, what are you going to give here? And when I'm in negotiations with people, that's all I'll ask you as the realtor. Okay, where are you willing to give? Where's your client willing to give? Let's be open and honest here. None of this, I'm just going to stick it to the other person. Let's be real. And I'll say, you know what? My clients have done X, Y, and Z. Can they do, you know, A, B, and C? And it's just having the conversations and meeting face-to-face with realtors instead of emails all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as the biggest issue currently facing the school district? And I'll just, the big monkey in the room here is declining enrollment.
Yeah.
And it's it seems like an ongoing, you know, monster. And how do you get your arms around it? As a school district, do you really have the ability to, and you as a realtor know exactly what I'm talking
yep.
about, is in the city of Hastings to get new housing you know, done in this town has been a real struggle over the decades.
Yeah.
And that's probably a big part of it because all around us you have Rosemont, Cottage Grove, everybody's booming, but Hastings isn't. What can a school district do?
Well, there's a common misconception that I've heard from a lot of people when I brought up declining enrollment. They're like, you know, if we just had more affordable housing, that's going to cure everything. That's not the whole silver bullet. You know, we need to make sure that we have a culture in our schools that's student-centered, that is teacher-oriented to make sure they have the supports that they need. You know, I would love to see us work with HCTV and create a student-driven video, a viral campaign from a student direct perspective, why should a family move here to town? It's like when I worked in restaurants, we used to always preach, who picks where you go to eat? What's the kids?
Yeah.
You know? So if the students can show all the great things, not only about the schools, but about the town as well, and you build up a viral campaign, what's it going to hurt? You know, it's just, it's new energy. You know, it's not the tried, true, the way things we've always done things. And unfortunately, Hastings, how we've always done things isn't the way it needs to be anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess the other part of it is, to answer the question about the school board, is it necessarily a school board issue? No, but the school district, along with Alina Health, they're the two biggest employers in town. So if we're not, as a board, going to the city council and the chamber and asking the questions, hey, what are you doing on your end? This is what we're looking to do on our end. Why can't we work together? You know, why can't one publicly elected position say to the other one, what are you doing? What can we do to help? You know, maybe I help you, you help me, push on objective. I don't know what the case is because I'm not sitting in those meetings. Those are the meetings I want to be in on. And that's the things I want to push. Because at the end of the day, if the projections that have been set are correct, we're looking in the next few years to be down $1.3 to $1.5 million. That's a lot of money. That's a school. That's a lot of teachers. And there are so many programs that we need right now, especially with mental health and adding counselors to help the students and the teachers to be able to say, you know, hey, I need a break. I need something. You know, our counselors do a fantastic job at our schools, but they're stretched so thin that I think adding some of those resources, it's just going to make life a whole lot easier for a whole lot of people. But again, it gets back to, we need to bring some families into town, and, you know, not having, you know, a thing like a Target or having an empty Sterling. As a realtor, you know, people are looking at towns going, yeah, the schools might be all right, but there's nothing to do here. So let's bring some ideas. Let's work as a community to come up with ideas. And it shouldn't just be the school board or the city council or the chamber. The community knows what it needs. What brought these people to this community in the first place?
You said something very interesting, too, and that is that it is everybody's problem. It is the school boards, it is the chambers, and it is the cities. And if you folks are successful in that, it benefits everybody.
That's just it. That's just it.
What do you see here? We have, a couple of minutes here left, but what do you see as the strengths in the school district?
Obviously, it's the teachers and the administrators. We do have some fantastic teachers here and that have been here for a long time. And I feel as though the confines that are coming down from the state and the federal levels are really kind of pinching them because we teach to a test now instead of teaching to the kids. But we still have a number of teachers that are able to kind of do both. And I would love to see those teachers kind of teach some of the new teachers that are coming, hey, this is how we can get around some of this stuff, where we can still find that student that's struggling and we can help them academically. I think the community obviously is a huge strength of the way that they have always supported the schools. I think sometimes to a fault. I think they've given more of themselves than they need to. But that's just how this community is and how it's always been. And I would love to find some ways that we can come up with some fundraising ideas that aren't, you know, cards that people can use at a restaurant. Maybe it's a huge, giant community fundraiser-driven that we can fill Todd Field or the high school auditorium, and it's fun where we're cheering each other on, whether it be a walkathon, a race, pie-eating contest. I don't know. But just trying something new.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today, Rob Hallberg, who is running for one of the four seats that are open for School District 200. And four seats, and there's eight candidates out there. Again, we have issued invitations to all those candidates to come in and talk to the public. Rob, we just have a couple of minutes left. Tell our listeners why they should vote for Rob Hallberg. What sets you aside from seven other candidates?
First off, Dan, thanks for having me. This has been fantastic. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to talk to you with you and talk to the community. For me, I think the biggest reason is I want to have the conversations with people. I want to ask the questions why. And even if it's something that we've tried before and it didn't work, fine. But I haven't heard that conversation. And a lot of other people are asking the question, what have we tried? Because no one's talking. You know, I want to bring that level of communication not just to the board itself, but also to the community. You know, I would love to be that voice for the community to explain why things are being done the way they are. I don't have all the answers. If I did, I'd already be on the school board. And this campaign would be a lot easier if I had every single answer. But the biggest thing is just asking the questions, not being afraid to look foolish and not being afraid to admit that you're wrong. But the biggest thing is I love our schools. That's why I moved back here. And I want to come up with a way that we can get families like myself that have graduated to come back here. And build not just the school district, but also build the town as well. I think we all play a huge part in that.
Okay. Rob, how can folks get a hold of you if they want more information or if they want to talk to you?
So you can go to my website, halbergforschoolboard.com, or you can email me at halbergforschoolboard@yahoo.com. You can call me at 651-206-8206. My phone's always on, and I'm willing to talk to anybody about anything.
Okay. Rob, thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you a lot of luck in the upcoming election.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
This is KDWA's In-Depth program. Our guest today, Rob Halberg, who is one of eight candidates running for four seats on School District 200 board. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7.